Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Pay It Forward Friday with Amy and Carol. I'm Carol Pesci, and my cohort partner in kindness, Amy Gopel, is here. Say hi, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
I thought you were going to say hi, Amy. That's exactly what I asked you to do. So this is the very first of our radio show that we're going to do every Friday called Pay It Forward Friday. And we thought it would be helpful to do a quick brief first show so everyone could know who we are, what we're about, what started this project. So in a nutshell, Amy and I are the co-authors of this amazing, wonderful kindness book called Share This Journal. So right now I'm going to turn it over to Amy so she can tell you the backstory. How did this idea for our kindness book come about? And then we're going to tell you exactly how it works. So Amy, share with our listeners how this came about. What's your story?
Sure. Originally, about 9 years ago, my husband and my family, my young daughter, experienced a series of losses due to terminal illness, starting with my daughter's young grandparents. And we had a series of losses that generally ended...
They were...
Sadly.
They were back to back. I mean, you had a number of them in a row, people very close to you, and then you've shared the story with me before that many of them were actually being cared for towards the end in your home, right?
Right. So, and with each experience with terminal illness, it's not an easy thing for anybody to take.
No.
Nonetheless, raise a family at the same time. So we were raising our young family, and we decided to try to make light of a very hard situation. And with each day, not knowing what the next thing would bring to us, we decided to kind of switch it around and do kindness as a way to take the heaviness of what was going on at home outside into the world.
And
so
this was
while
important. Go ahead.
That's okay. While we were going through this, our daughter had to be raised, and, you know, we decided to go out into the community and do small acts of kindness so that when we came home, the things that were there that we had to deal with weren't as heavy for her. And it slowly gained momentum with each passing, and we kind of learned something different from each process. And when my father-in-law passed, we decided to take all the flowers that we had and go out into the community and make individual bouquets for the people in the community. We took my daughter and her friends, and we decided that if they listened to their heart, the people that were really meant to get them would, and they would receive a message that they needed to receive. So our girls went out, and they started handing out flowers, and one of the most beautiful things happened to us. We handed flowers to a woman who we don't do anything with expectation. We just kind of hand the flowers off and give it to them because it's the right thing to do. We handed her the flowers and walked away. And another woman came up to us separately, kind of weeping, and told us as parents what a beautiful thing we were doing. She said that she had been concerned for the woman in the parking lot and said, made sure that she was okay, and the woman said that she was weeping because she was filled with joy and gratitude because we had just handed her the flowers and she had recently lost a son, and she was looking for a sign that everything would be okay. And the next thing she knew, our girls and came, handed her the flowers, and kind of gave her a sign.
What did that feel like? Okay, so here you are, a young mom, this young child, and you're dealing with some pretty ugly things at home. It is a part of life, dying is, but you were dealing with some pretty traumatic things and unpleasant things, and you're trying to guide your daughter. So you make this choice to take what could be negative and bring a positive experience for it. You take her out in the community. What was it like, Amy, in that moment when you realized that the choices you were making and the lessons you were trying to teach your daughter had this kind of an impact, that a woman just lost a son, she's asking for a sign that her son is okay, and the next thing it's one of the girls you helped guide handing her flowers. When you realized that that happened, what was that like for you?
A series of things happened from there. As soon as it happened, we were kind of awestruck at the fact that we were even able to see the results or the impact that we had,
right,
because often
right.
everybody's willing to give. Most people are willing to give and do kind things, opening a door, smiling at someone. People don't realize how the smallest little things can change the course of someone's life forever.
They really can.
Often you don't realize that a smile can be that exact thing that person needed at that time. But they go on to live their life and do whatever it is they were meant to do from that time forward. This day, we were able to give these flowers to this woman and see the impact that we had. And we kind of all stood there like, wow, thank you so much for that. We got in the car, and with each mission with the flowers that we were giving, we kind of reflected on how it felt. And one of the girls said, I feel so good about myself. And
oh,
if the world
you
would
just gave me goosebumps.
If the world would begin to realize exactly that, that giving to others without expectation, with no ulterior motive, is the ultimate selfish act that you can do, because ultimately
selfless.
You're the one.
Oh, I get what you're going with this. Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
Ultimately, you're the one who gets the.
You're right.
The biggest gift.
The joy, the benefit from that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all go out there thinking we want to achieve and do what we need to do to feel good about ourselves. And so even as a side note, what a way to boost a young person's or any person's self-esteem is to go out and look for ways to do something for a benefit of somebody else with no expectation of anything in return. The girl said, I feel so good about myself. And here's what's so amazing is these flowers are fresh. This is the day following burying someone you all love so much, and you're able to find a way to have them feel good and excited. That's such a gift. That's such a beautiful thing.
Right. And it almost as if there's still hope. There's something more that goes on after whatever ends here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that was so meant to happen that day. So that then started brewing an idea for you, because you realized we just had the benefit of seeing the impact of our kindness, but we don't always get that. So what happened next?
I needed to find a way to make that happen for other people. We knew that what we experienced that day was something beautiful, and I just needed to find a way to make sure that other people could experience the impact and see the impact that they could have on others by doing an act of kindness. And that day, and nearly that day, the concept of my book was born, and then I met you.
So tell us, well, first tell us the concept of the book. Tell us how it works. Obviously, I know. And then we'll talk about how we came together.
The concept of the book is designed to be a public journal documenting acts of kindness. So what you would do is you go in, you become the owner of the journal. You put in your contact information, as little or as much as you want, and then you go ahead and do an act of kindness for someone. You record it in the book and tell them how you're feeling about what exactly you're doing for them and why. There was a big news article today about paying off someone's layaway. Something as simple as that, like go and pay off somebody's layaway and leave the book behind saying that today you felt generous and you wanted to do something kind for someone, so you decided to pay off their layaway. Leave the book with it, and then they have an opportunity to get their layaway paid off and then reflect on how they felt.
So then the receiver of the kindness then writes down, wow, this person just did this for me. This is what it was like for my end. That was amazing.
Right.
And go ahead.
And then they have the opportunity to then, when they can, pay it forward to someone else. Again, recording what they plan to do and paying it off, giving somebody else an act of kindness. It goes on
for 26. How cool is this? Go ahead. Yep.
Goes on for 26 acts. And the 26th act calls for the final person that receives the book to do the ultimate act of kindness and return the completed version of the book to the original person who started the first kindness act.
You created a way for people to not only encourage people to think about doing kindness but to give other people the opportunity to experience what you experienced that day, because you're right. Sometimes you do something kind, but you don't always know the effect that it has on people. You saw it firsthand that day with that woman with the flowers. Now you're giving other people the opportunity to start this journal. It travels and creates 26 acts of kindness, and then you ultimately get it back, and you get that amazing gift to be able to see all these lives that were affected by your one act of kindness. It's just so brilliant.
Yeah, and
but
that's...
But I know it came from your heart, of course.
It did. It did. And I don't believe that there's any coincidences in the life experiences that we have, and I know that this book was born out of those life experiences.
So then you've had this idea for a little while. It was brewing. You started pulling some things together, some design ideas, and then you happened to mention it to a mutual acquaintance of ours, Deborah Hanlon, and she said, you need to call Carol Pesci. I'm a previously published author, and she said, she'll help you. She'll tell you what you need to do. So I got an email from Amy, and she basically told me the concept of the journal, which I, who wouldn't? I immediately fell in love with it and said, let's get on the phone and talk. And our first conversation was, this is no longer an idea. You're doing this. This is happening. So get that question out of your head. And I explained to Amy what I knew of her options, of which direction she could go to create and publish this. And just, I stepped on board to just make it happen to help you. And, just for that reason, like what you said before, when you're doing something really kind for somebody, it actually is a bit selfish because you get the most benefit. You really do, and that's why I was doing it. So as we progressed with starting to come up with ideas and I was helping her, we started designing some covers, and Amy kept plopping my name on the cover, and I kept pulling it off because I wasn't doing it for the recognition. I really loved the idea and wanted to help her. And then as time progressed, she put her foot down, which she has a way of doing, and said, would you stop? There's every part of me is saying this needs to be something we do together, and I'm really glad you did that, Amy, because I now see how both of our minds and hearts and life experiences coming together are shaping it into something that it just wouldn't be exactly what it is if we hadn't come together, and I feel very grateful for that.
Deborah Hanlon described you as golden. And she said that she would not have anybody else lead this project. And she said that there was nothing that you would want more than to just simply help. And that's exactly what you did in the beginning. And I'm forever thankful for that. But more so, somebody asked me the other day what was the nicest thing someone has ever done for me. And without exception, it would be the fact that you stepped up and did this act of kindness. The book was born on your act of kindness towards me.
Wow.
So
wow.
What better way to start it? So yeah.
Well, we're both loving the process, loving what it's going to do, and thank you for sharing that with me. I didn't know you had that conversation. But, what we also have in the book, you heard Amy mention one, is we do have some suggested acts of kindness. And maybe we'll throw out a couple of ideas. You know, one was to, if you're in a position, go to a department store and pay off somebody's layaway and write it down in the journal and leave the journal with the person there so that when they go to get their layaway and it's already paid off, the journal is with it. You can be standing in line at a coffee shop and pay for the coffee for the person behind you, write it down in the journal and pass it along. Amy, what are some other ideas?
Again, for people that don't have a lot to give, it's simply a smile or holding a door. I don't want that to be lost in handing off a journal. The journal and handing it off is very, very important. But starting there, and then there are so many other things you can do. If there's a neighbor that's lost someone or is going through financial trouble, you can cook them a meal and leave them the book. There's places in the book that you can also use this book as a thank you note. If there's people that you're looking that's done something warm and friendly to you that maybe you'll never forget, the best gift you can give them is this book because it continues the process. So you can write them a thank you note and hand them the book, and the book is their gift as they can go ahead and start the book on their own. So there's so many things that you can do with it.
Yeah, it can just be an expression of gratitude. Maybe you're at a place of business or a restaurant even, and you're receiving exceptional service. And you can do exactly that. You can write a thank you note to that person for how the service that they give you and then record that in the journal and pass the journal along. Or you can give them their own copy to start. praise someone in front of their boss. I mean, that's an act of kindness as well. There's so many options, and depending on, you know, I think, like you said, it's great if you're in a financial position to be financially generous with someone, but it doesn't end there. There's so many more meaningful, caring things you can do as well. So what, Amy, what's our hopes with this? So you want to share with people what we'd like to see happen ultimately from this book.
I think that the book is designed to change the way we think about kindness. And I think you said it best, Carol, about what the last generation was and what you think the next generation is going to be. Say something about that.
I believe very, very strongly that, hey, do we have some challenging things going on in the world? We sure do. Always have been. But, you know, things have kind of escalated right now, and I don't believe that we make progress by fighting what's wrong and bringing more negative energy to it. I believe that we change things for the positive by focusing on the positive. And I just, every part of me is feeling, as much as green, going green, and it's a wonderful thing, was what our generation has been known for. I feel like the next movement is going to be on kindness, connecting with each other again. You know, we connect through social media and through phones, and you said this before, Amy, but in a way we're also disconnecting because we're missing that one-on-one, that human contact, that caring, that eye contact, that all of that. And I believe that we're kind of being shown that this is the way we're going to make an improvement in the lives of for ourselves and for other people, is by connecting again with each other, being kind and compassionate and caring without judgment. You can go and do something kind for somebody and not care what their story is, what mistakes they have made. They're human, and that's reason enough to be kind in my book.
Yeah, and if that's the biggest thing that comes out of this, job well done.
Absolutely. So if you have interested in our story and you want to get your own copies of Share This Journal, you can go to Amazon.com and search Share This Journal. The book is $12.95. You can also go to our website, sharethisjournal.com. You can purchase it through there as well. And while we're on that too, we have set up our website as its own little community. So you can go to sharethisjournal.com and set up your own profile, and where you can connect with other people who are like-minded. You're getting into a community of people that believe in kindness and being caring with each other, number one. Number two, you can create a group. So if you're going to send out your own journal, you can create a separate group for everyone that you send out. So say it's Carol's Journal on December 10th, 2014. Call your group that, or whatever your name is and whatever date you're sending your journal out, and then you write that in the beginning of your book so that people later on, say they're on Act 4 or 5 or 15, can see that, create a profile, log on, join your group, and say, "Hey, Carol, I'm in Idaho, and somebody just did this for me. Your book is," and update each other on the status of our book. So, we encourage you to go to sharethisjournal.com. Also, our Facebook page. Go to Facebook and search "Share This Journal." We post inspiring quotes, stories. You can share with us status of your journal. If you want to take a picture, we had somebody just share a picture of a journal they left on a Metro North train on the way to Grand Central Station, and they left a $10 bill in it peeking out, and they left it on the seat in the train, and someone shared that picture with us. So we would love for you to contact us, share your stories, share your pictures, your ideas for acts of kindness, and then we can share that, and hopefully it will inspire other people as well. Anything else you want to add there, Amy?
It's beginning to look like it's a good family tradition as well. We received an email recently from a mom who had two young children that were kind of almost fighting over who they could be kind to next, which, wow, what a concept.
Yeah, great.
You know, they were looking for opportunities to give their book out and wanted to know what the right time was. So think about your kids as you begin to raise them yourself, and no matter what age they are, this is for any age, but think about what it would be like for them to be constantly on the lookout for something nice to do for someone else. And it's kind of, in a way, a scavenger hunt, if you will, of something to do next for someone else. And if you're going to do something through the holiday season and for the rest of the year, this is the perfect thing to do. The book is designed that you can actually keep it as a family tradition and create acts of kindness for those that you're closest to in your family and pass it along. So let's say you buy
it. Why not? Just keep it right within your family members. Pass it from one to the next.
Right. And if you began a tradition where you bought it in December for your family and even agreed that for the next year, the 12 of you did one thing nice for the next person for an entire year, and you got to reflect on what everybody did Christmas the next year, it's really true meaning of Christmas, and you'll be able to see what exactly you've done and be able to read about it. Often we don't recognize those that are closest to us. I know I've been guilty of it, that do the most for us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great way to be able to write it down and say thank you and carry it on for your family.
And another way, and this comes back to, we kind of came up with this idea right before we went to press with the book, is there is an opportunity in the front if you want. You can dedicate your book in honor of someone, in memory of someone, or to celebrate someone. So, for example, my father-in-law had a heart attack about 2 months ago. So I sent out a book in his honor with healing wishes in mind. So I knew that instantly I was creating positive energy and kindness in honor of his healing, in memory of someone, exactly how this whole idea started, Amy, with you and the losses in your family and you wanting to respond in a positive way. It's very, very healing. Or say you have a wedding or a special occasion or something, you can start it out to celebrate something like that. So there's the possibilities are endless, but we do give you some suggestions to get the creative juices going. And again, you have ideas that you're listening and you've sent your journal out, you've received a journal, contact us on Facebook, share this journal, and share with us your story. So we're gonna wrap up here. We encourage you. We're going to do our show Pay It Forward Friday, every single Friday on Blog Talk Radio. And airtime will be 10:30, and we will be able to take calls from you if you're listening and you want to share stories with us. Again, Fridays, the show is called Pay It Forward Friday at 10:30 on Blog Talk Radio. Amy, anything else that you would like to add?
If there's nothing else you do today, just be kind.
Yeah, that's it. It's not that complicated. All right, Amy, thank you again for the privilege to be part of this project. And everyone, thanks for listening, and just be kind.
Take care.